Welcome to the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. I'm your host, William. I go by Poetic Soul 44 online, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And Henry.
What's going on, people? It's Knox.
Alrighty. Last week, you know, we didn't have Henry. So, Henry, how has your last 2 weeks been, I guess?
Oh, man. Busy, as always, man. Shoot. Just working and getting stuff done, man. And just trying to keep up, man. Trying to keep up with y'all, man.
Oh, yeah. It's not hard to keep up with me. I'm like behind on everything.
Yeah, it's not really been anything really that has really come out as far as like we were trying to scrounge around and dig for some tech news or gaming news. It's been kind of quiet, man. I mean, other than downloadable content stuff, like it's kind of like the quiet before the storm, you know, before all this, for all the big AAA titles start to bang out.
And all the tech gadgets come out, and
I know
it's like you know, end of this month, it's, you know, which it's coming up close, and September is just gonna be crazy.
Yeah, September is gonna be ridiculous.
But you had your how was your anniversary?
Oh, it was great, man. Oh, it was great, man. We actually recorded episode 2. Of Love and Learning, and we had a bunch of community feedback. People sent tweets, emails, Facebook messages, recordings, things like that, man. So I just like to thank everybody from the community: Anthony, Alex of the Angry Men Man podcast, who else? Indifference from Game Enthused, Chosen 78, Scarfinger and Cherry. Just like to thank everybody, man. The Everyday Gamers, you know, everybody was real adamant about getting us a message out there, man, and just, you know, giving us good feedback and stuff, man. So it's awesome, man. I took her to this place called iPick Theaters. If you don't know what it is, it was actually formerly called Gold Class Cinema. I am completely spoiled now. Like, I mean, the tickets are kind of expensive. They're about $17 a piece a person, but let me tell you what comes along with that. Like, you get your own recliner chair, and they have like double chairs. So you know, your person or whoever you're with gets a recliner, and you get a recliner too. They're electric recliners; they're full suede, and you get a complimentary pillow and a blanket.
This is a movie theater?
Yes, this is a movie theater, dude. It's called iPick Theaters. You can look it up. They only have a few. Like I said, you may be able to find the old name. The old name was Gold Class Cinema. But it's crazy because when you walk in, they have like a full salt bar area. They have little small waiting tables. They have an eating area. And then it's kind of shaped like a rectangle. So in like the middle, you have the bar and the eating areas, and you have like kind of snack bars all around. But it's not like your typical movie snack bar. Like, nothing about this whole experience is like typical movie. There's only about... We went to the premium section, and I would recommend anybody pay for premium. It's like $5 more, but if you're already spending $15, just go ahead and spend the extra $3 or $4 and get premium. But what it is, like, you only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 9 premium seats at the top of the theater, and you're sitting down. There's not a whole lot of rambunctiousness going on. I mean, the servers, they get you your stuff within the first 20 minutes of the movie, and they leave you alone the rest, and they come back and do everything for you. They got gourmet food. It was just awesome, man. She absolutely loved it, man. So, like I said, if you got a girl, you got the time and you got the money, you know, spare change, you know, lying around. I mean, you are going to spend, what, $8, $16 on 2 movie tickets. I would recommend anybody take a trip one day and go to iPick Theaters. You will not want to go back to a regular theater ever.
Okay, I'm looking at pictures of this place. This is freaking awesome.
Yes, it is crazy.
All theaters be like this.
I know, like yeah, you can go on the website and sign up for a free membership, And on Tuesdays, if you can make it out on Tuesdays, you get like a discount. So I think the tickets are like $12.50 instead of $17. So it gets you pretty close to what a normal theater is, but at a very luxurious, you know, I mean, accommodations. Like, everything is perfect. Even the quality of the movie screen. It had to be digital or either DLP because there was no film reel at the top. Whenever you look at the main area, the surround sound was perfect. It wasn't too loud, wasn't too quiet. The guys who serve you are like / ushers at the same time, so they make sure everything is right in the theater. The management is they come in and greet you before the movie starts. They roll out the red carpet for you. I mean, no matter if you come in there and you've never been there before or you come there all the time, like they make their best effort to make sure that you are taken care of individually. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I've heard about these type of theaters for like years and years, and I thought it's just awesome, and I'm just waiting to be able to get a chance to go to one myself because – you know, I want to eat some good food, you know, better than popcorn and candy, at least.
I know.
While watching, you know, a movie on the big screen.
And it wasn't that expensive. Like, you know, you go to the movies and you spend, you know, you get some nachos, some popcorn, a couple of drinks. You know, you guys, between the two of you guys, you may get some candy. You'll come out of there spending, you know, $25, $30 for movie food, you know, with a little cup of cheese and chips, you know. But, like, we got gourmet-style served food, you know, to us for, I think our ticket was maybe $35, I think. And that was it. So, I mean, it's
like dinner at the movie.
I'm telling you, man, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. I mean, it was a great, great, great experience. And, you know.
Closest one to me is in Illinois.
Wow.
And I'm close to Ohio.
Is there one in Oklahoma?
I think the closest, I think the closest one to you, Poetic, may be the one that was closest to me, which is in Fairview, Texas.
Wow, that's a while away.
There's not many. Yeah, it's not many of them.
Yeah, they have different theaters that do the same thing, though.
Oh, it's of course. Yeah.
I've heard tons. I've heard others, like, I think the Alamo Draft House, they're in, like, Austin and San Antonio and stuff like that. I think they do stuff like that, too. So, I mean, I've heard about a lot of these, but, yeah, so, I don't know. I don't even know what the closest movie theater is to me, period, so... I definitely need to change that. But anything else happen?
Oh, nothing, man. Just like I told you on before the podcast, man. You know, I totally forgot about Deus Ex was coming out, man. I totally forgot about it. Just kind of snuck up on me. And I was like,
you'd be on top of that.
I know, but
you didn't see DeShane's Raptor tweets like every day saying I'm doing, you know, playing this until
Deus Ex comes out. I don't know how I forgot about it. I guess I got it mixed up between because I've been expecting Gears, Forza, and Battlefield are like my three main games that I'm kind of going after this year, and I slipped my mind, man. I've been playing so many arcade titles that I was like, I was having fun with those. I was fine. And then it just popped up. I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, nah, forget it. I'll just wait. Then the reviews started coming out. It's got a 91%, you know, Metacritic score. People on Twitter, you know, just the gaming peer pressure, man. I just folded. So I went to GameStop. I had one of my little gift cards left. So I had 20 on that. I traded in Dance Central. Surprisingly, they gave me $25 for it. So I got $25 for Dance Central because part two doesn't come out to the end of this year. So I got it, man. And I got to say, I am well pleased with the little 30 minutes that I played of it. The storyline seems to be on point. I mean, everything seems to be good. And it's a new property from Square Enix. So I got to give them credit where credit is due, man. I mean, they're starting off with a new good franchise so far from what I can actually see from what I've played. But yeah, I mean, it's a new property, man. And it, I mean, it may be a Game of the Year contender. I got to finish it, but I'm pretty sure it will be.
Now, have you played any of the others?
Other what?
Deus Ex?
Oh, no, no. I remember we were talking with Deshane a while back on the podcast. I never played the PC version because I kind of wanted to be like that. Because from what he was telling me, us rather, is that the Deus Ex that came out on PC happened after the one.
Yeah, this one's a prequel. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So that'd be kind of perfect for me because, I mean, yeah, I know the graphics will be a little bit less or whatever, but you know, if I can just play straight through and storyline fits, then that'll be perfect for me.
Yeah, I picked it up like for 99 cents or for a dollar when Microsoft was doing their like things they were Windows. Doing some games for Windows sale like back in December. It was like 80 Microsoft points, and I was like, okay, why not? I got that, and then something else. Yeah. I was like, I'll probably never play these games, but it's only 80 Microsoft points, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll end up playing Human Revolution sooner or later, and then I got the first one to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, looking forward to that whenever I have freaking time to do anything.
Exactly. Yeah, but, the downloadable stuff has been real good. Like I say, I mean, that's pretty much it for me, except for fighting. Like I was telling you guys before the podcast, the fighting stuff is coming back. I mean, we got, the Mortal Kombat collection is coming out. It's going to have Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and the infamous Ultimate MK3 all in one bundle for $10 on the PSN and Xbox Live Arcade. I suspect it's going to be upgrades to HD. You got Street Fighter Third Strike. You got Virtual Fighter 5 is coming out with DLC. So, you know, Street Fighter 4 and I guess MK, I guess you can give a little bit of credit too. But it's like the fighter has like come back from the dead. It's here. I mean, it's here again, you know.
Well, with no arcades anymore, they had to, you know. They were either going to die or come to the consoles.
I know. Exactly. And they found success, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely waiting for a couple different fighters to come out. Like I was saying earlier, the Street Fighter Cross Tekken, I'm definitely, you know, excited to see more of that or, you know, to see what that's going to be like.
Yeah, and I think on, I don't know if it's the PS3 or the PS Vita version of Street Fighter Cross Tekken, but they're going to have Cole.
Kratos, Cole.
Yeah, from Infamous. So that should be pretty cool.
It's see the how they balance Vita. It. I think it's the Vita version.
Yeah, yeah.
If I remember correctly. I don't know, because E3 was so long ago.
Yeah. Like I was saying to you before, like my biggest fear is I just hope that they balance it out. Because a lot of the Tekken characters, they can do juggles and stuff like that, and juggles really don't, like, they tried to do juggles back in the EX series on I believe it was the PS2, and that didn't really work out, because you know, if you get two skilled fighters and you guys get to a standstill and like one person gets one little cheap hit off or something like that, like it's pretty much over for the other person. I mean, because they have no recovery. But you know, yeah, hopefully they can kind of balance it out by the time the game gets released. I just hope we don't have a repeat of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, but that what is it? Super Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
It's Ultimate.
Yep. Ultimate. Yeah, that I don't know. It's supposed to be like what, $40?
Yeah, $40.
New characters and spectator mode. So I don't know. That you know, I already traded away my copy of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 like way back.
Oh, okay.
Months ago, because you know,
it just sucks. Really, that you wasn't download fun, that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Go ahead.
No. Yeah.
Oh.
I bought it for to play all this cool DLC that's supposed to come out, and all I get is, hey, you can fight this AI character that's based on the guy who programmed this chick's boobs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then to do it, turn around and do it within the same year, man. Like, Marvel vs. Capcom just came out in February. They're already turning right back around and selling you the same thing.
Did Capcom not learn from when they tried to do that with, you know, Street Fighter?
Well, Street Fighter 4 actually sold really well.
Yeah, and
it actually was successful.
You know, like, before Street Fighter 4, like, 2, 3...
Oh, they've always sold well, I think.
Yeah, they've always sold, like, you know, they've done this before, but it just, I don't know, because, like, okay, like when Street Fighter 2 and 3 and Third Strike came out, you know, those games were on consoles that didn't have downloadable content as a relevant and prevalent thing. You know, now they have consoles where they can send out a 4 megabit patch and you can get all this extra content and stuff and everything else. But it's just like they're taking the, the hype of the fighting genre and they're capitalizing on it. Well, and you can't hate on them for actually doing it, but it just sucks as being a consumer, as a gamer. And I'm like, you know, even though I didn't buy the first one, it sucks for people like my brother and people that I know, you know, that have bought the game. And then I got to turn right back around and got to trade it in, lose money and buy a whole other game just to get this content when they could just release, you know, $15 DLC and give it all to you.
Well, they did say that with Marvel vs. Capcom 3, the way it was all, like, I guess, designed or structured, that it wasn't able to have spectator mode,
right?
So exactly. whether or not you believe that or not, I mean,
yeah,
coming out with a version for, you know, $40 versus $60, that, you know, that is a little sweeter, I guess, you know, and you're getting more characters and, you know, people who didn't pick it up like you, you know, this is more, you know, you have more incentive to pick this up now because, you know, you're getting what it was, you know, plus the spectator mode, plus all the extra characters for, you know, a third off, basically, 2/3 the price. So, like, I could see why they're doing it, definitely.
You know what? I'm on the internet. I can hate on anything I want.
Oh, I'm not saying you can't hate. Go ahead. hate away. I'm just, you know. I'm just pointing out the good sides. It still sucks. I mean, like I said, I traded my copy in because I was just fed up with not being able to have spectator mode and play with the group and watch and have fun like we did with Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, still doing.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm going to get Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I don't know. If I do, it'll only be because everyone else is getting it. If not, I'll just wait for freaking Tekken.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Street Fighter Cross Tekken. I want to just say Street Fighter versus Tekken, but it's actually Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yeah,
that just sounds so weird.
Cross Tekken.
That's not what it says. It says Street Fighter X.
Well, they're pronouncing the X as
X
cross.
X as a cross, yeah.
No, yeah. No, it's an X.
That's what they're pronouncing it, though. They're pronouncing it, though, cross.
Tough. That is an X. And even if you turn it on its side, it's going to be Street Fighter plus Tekken. There's no cross. You got to write in cross.
Well, they're technically saying that both of the universes are going to cross, which, I mean, if you look at the Street Fighter characters and the Tekken characters, they could fit. They can write them in just as easily because the stories are already, you know, as wafer thin as they can be. So,
yeah. And when they announced that back, like, what was it, a year ago? Yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah.
I read that the developers said that, you know, Street Fighter versus or Mortal Kombat is basically, you know, basically going to happen eventually. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, Ed Boon, head of I can't say Midway, but is it NetherRealm Studios now?
Yes.
Yeah, he He said that he's been asking for that for years, but every time they even begin whispers of it, like Capcom always, you know, is like real adamant about their babies, about Street Fighter, and they don't want their characters to be decapitated, and you know, all this, that, and the other. So
I don't know. The Japanese fighting game turned its nose up at American fighting games.
Exactly. They just try to make it the States, really.
Yeah, I mean, they said it's you know, it'll eventually come out. It'll, you know, it's inevitable. So
yeah, I would actually be okay with them just nerfing it and just go ahead and making it T for teen, just so I can finally see, you know, because I don't know if you guys ever saw those fan films on like the internet, where they take like the code of Street Fighter and they kind of make the film, you know, with Scorpion versus Ryu and stuff like that. Like that stuff was pretty cool, man. Like those YouTube videos. You guys ever seen those before?
No, I haven't. I'll have to look that up.
You got to go to YouTube and just type in like Scorpion versus Ryu, or, you know, Ken versus Reptile or something like that or whatever. And these guys that do fan films, they have a sore dedication to Street Fighter, because they love it, man.
Yeah. So, Stuart, how was your week?
Mine's been filled with games.
Really? Do tell.
Sounds good.
I downloaded Age of Empires Online. Age of Empires got me into PC gaming. I played Age of Empires 2 to death. And Age of Empires Online is a dumbed down version, kind of. Okay, it's not, I don't want to say dumbed down, but more of RTS meets MMO.
Is it free to play?
It is free to play.
Oh, okay.
And there are achievements, because it's a Games for Windows Live.
Ah.
Wait, so that's free achievements?
Free achievements.
Oh, wow. Somebody tell Soldier X.
And you have a hub city that you kind of build up and take through the ages, and you know, you level up and you get more access when you go out on quests, because you get quests from people. And then once you go into the missions, that's when you start playing in RTS. You know, you got to gather wood, stone, gold, and food, just like any other Age of Empires game. But yeah, I've been playing that. I definitely need people on my friends list to play it, because there's a quest that says, you know, visit a friend's city. No one on my friends list has played the game. So, hey, if you're playing the game, send me an invite. I want to finish that quest. I also popped into StarCraft the other day. That's still StarCraft.
Good.
Okay, now they were saying that you know, once the game has come out and, you know, everybody kind of learns, you know, the ropes of it and everything, and you can kind of, you know, jump in and you can, you know, be okay, and you can be, you know, you can be competitive, because they have like kind of like how Reach does with the different tiers of the arena. You know, they have like bronze or silver, yeah, gold, diamond, you know, whatever it is. So yeah, is that true now that the game's been out for a pretty good while? Like, can you still be a novice and kind of jump in? And
I played multiplayer when it first came out, and that scared the crap out of me. That's why I haven't touched it for a while, because it scared me so much. But I don't know. They've restarted the ladders like three times, but by now. So I've gotta do my five placement matches and.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And be placed in bronze, because I'm just gonna tell them now, I'm gonna be in bronze. That's where I'm going to be. I'm never going to leave. I'm never going to go to silver. No. Bronze.
Yeah, one of my friends that I used to play with all the time when I worked for Dell.
Alrighty. So what else?
Go ahead, Knox.
Oh, no. I was just going to say one of my friends played StarCraft. And he got to silver, and he said that he doesn't know how he got it. He glitched like something, excuse my ignorance, but I think it's the Zerg or something like that, right?
Zerg Rush?
Yeah, Zerg or something like that. He said he kept doing that, and he got the silver. He said he got the silver, he got totally annihilated. Like, it was just ridiculous how good people are in the silver rank. He was like, it's crazy.
Yeah, like they realize, there's four ladders, bronze, silver, gold, diamond, and then they added a fifth one, platinum, and then now there's a sixth one that's called Grandmasters.
Oh, I was about to say Korean.
Basically, yeah. No, like any of them, like any number of people can be like in any of the ladders, except for Grandmaster. There's only a certain number of slots.
Yeah.
That are open. And those are for the people with no lives.
Well, not necessarily, man, because they're like celebrities in Korea, man. Have you seen
not
like the
when? See, but I only see U.S. people.
Yeah, in the U.S., it's people with no lives, because in the U.S., no one cares if you're.
Yeah, nobody.
I'm not hitting that button that says Oceanic. No way. Not hitting that one.
Yeah, but in Korea, man, you ought to watch some of the YouTube videos. I mean, they treat those dudes like...
Oh, yeah, they have, like, stadiums where they have,
Oh, no, I watched... events and... There's a famous broadcaster. Like, he does commentaries on matches called H.E. Husky. I've watched a bunch of his stuff. Like, he's a... he's a personality that's fun. It's fun to watch.
Hmm.
What else have I been playing? I finished Saints Row 2 for the fourth time. The Saints Row series is the only one that I can actually replay over and over again. I can't do that with anything else. I've been watching a lot of X-Men. I went through all of X-Men Evolution. Now I'm watching the 90s X-Men stuff.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you what. It's some good stuff. I just totally forgot how good the X-Men in the 90s was.
Oh, the 90s, yeah. I went through that whole series a year ago.
Except for the voice actor who does Storm.
Oh, yeah.
That's getting on my nerves.
Well, it's the way
she talks.
You don't
like the arcade talk?
It's not her as a voice actor. It's the writing that she...
Totally No, I'm pretty sure, like Storm, go do this. At once, Cyclops. No, that's
that part.
Voice.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the wind, grant me your power.
I thought you meant that part, yeah.
No, that I understand, that's writing. But no, it's when she's not using her powers. It's kind of off-putting.
Yeah, she's like overly dramatic on everything she has to say.
But yeah, that's basically it. Oh, no, totally lied.
Okay.
I read a couple comics. Like, I read the first issue of Spider Island, which is what's going on in the Marvel Universe right now. Everybody has Spider-Man's powers. No joke.
Wow.
So I'm kind of interested in seeing what happens there.
What do you think of Spider-Man joining the Fantastic Four in that universe? And the new suits, the new white suits. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
What? You haven't seen it? I gotta send you the link. I have to send it to you.
I know that in the Ultimate the universe, Spider-Man's black now because Peter Parker's dead.
Yeah, his name is Miles Morales. I was talking with Cerebral Strike of the Geeks with Color podcast, and he sent me a link on Facebook. But yeah, you gotta see the Spider-Man. Oh, I'm trying to see if I can find it, but you gotta see the Spider-Man that's joining the Fantastic Four. I mean, a lot of people don't like it, but I guess I haven't followed the Fantastic Four, you know, for so long. But I actually like it, man. I actually like the you know, the new costumes and suits. Like, it kind of looks like what was that game that came out that was the guy was in a robotic suit, and it was like a Japanese made game. He kind of looks like Vanquish suits, like kind of like a an Eva suit. Let me here's the link for it.
So it's like, is Johnny Storm dead then?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
There's the link for it right there, so you can check it out. But
I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
But to the listeners that don't really know what we're talking about, what we're looking at, the suits are basically all white, and of course you have Mr. Fantastic, the Invisible Woman, and you have the Thing. The suits are basically all white with little black sequences in them. And in the middle of the shirt, they have kind of like the picture of an atom. It looks almost like a three cubed honeycomb type drawing on like the front of the chest area part. And like I said, the suit looks like an inner suit of like a Eva or like a mech suit, you know, that you would find in like a typical anime. And Spider-Man's suit is the only one that's a little bit different. He has like a black outlining up under his arms and under his chest area, and it kind of stretches all the way down to his legs. And of course he has the black outline around his eyes, but the main part of the suit is completely white, and it has the same kind of atom, kind of real sharp line look to it. And the spider's on his chest, and it's also on his back too. But I think it looks cool, man.
I do, yeah, I do too. Speaking of the Ultimate Spider-Man, have you seen his suit though?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, like, you know how like Spider-Man's suit was red with like black spider lines? Well, flip that. His suit's black with red spider web lines.
Oh, so it's just completely opposite.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I hadn't seen that suit yet, but I mean, hopefully. Now, is that the one where Miles Morales is a Spider-Man and he changed his suit?
I don't know. I've only seen like this was the same. I saw this picture at the same time that the new Spider-Man was announced. So I don't know if that was his suit or that was just another version of the Spider-Man suit. But, I mean, it looks really cool.
Hmm. What do you think of the suit, Poetic?
I missed Spider-Man talk. Dang it.
Well, I posted the link in the chat. I'll post it again. Tell me what you think of the Fantastic Four suits. I think it looks pretty good, man. It looks a lot more modern. It's fresh, you know.
Wait, that's the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Yes, because when you dropped, we were discussing, you know, Johnny's dead. So
Spider-Man
joined the Fantastic Four.
Huh. Now, is that the new Spider-Man, or is that the new one that's black and Mexican, or
no?
He's in the
Hispanic
Ultimate.
And African American, yeah. Or
he's in the
okay.
Ultimate.
Yeah, this is the Amazing Universe.
So that's Peter Parker.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Just trying to get it all straight. That looks kind of cool. I mean,
I thought so too, man. People were up in arms, complaining about it. I'm like, the suits don't look bad, man.
It looks cool on Spider-Man and Invisible Woman, but kind of it kind of looks weird. I mean, maybe it's just the way Mr. Fantastic and the thing is. I mean, they just look weird. I mean, in general.
Yeah.
Just the way they're drawn right there. And the way they're standing. Basically the way they're standing, yeah. They just look, a little bizarre.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like it. I mean, definitely looks pretty cool. That's something I definitely need to start trying to get more into is comics, especially if Spider-Man joined the Fantastic Four. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, when did this happen?
From what I can tell, the earliest article that I see posted was from June, but I don't know if it happened in June. I don't know if it was just a June announcement at Comic-Con or whether or not it is starting now. But it says taken from Amazing Spider-Man 659. So whenever number 659 started was when.
Because issue 1 of Spider Island is issue 666.
That's interesting. See, I'm just waiting for Marvel's digital subscription thing to be day and day, with the new stuff. I'm just waiting for that.
They're getting close because Spider Island is going on right now in the universe, and issue 1 is digital.
Ah,
this was released in July. And it was, and you can read online now.
And how much is it a month?
12.
12? That's not bad. Yeah. I'll definitely have to look into that. Do they have an app for Android or any of the?
No, they don't. Dang. I'm so disappointed. They do for iPhone.
That was
why I tweeted yesterday. I want a tablet. That way I can lay in bed and read comics. That's the only reason I'm going to have a tablet.
Oh really? Wow. So because you can do it through the web browser.
Yep.
And just read them through web browser. You don't have to download anything.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. But yeah, they need to, it's about it. They'll come out with an app eventually. I mean,
I would have thought they would have bought by now.
Well, I mean, DC released their app for Android, so, Marvel's got it real soon. And DC, their stuff, their digital stuff is day and day release, I think.
Well, I don't know what you guys know about what's happened in the DC universe, but that's
they relaunched everything, or they're about yet, to
in yeah. September.
Yeah, they're about to reboot everything, which I guess that's kind of cool. I mean, it helps bring a new generation into comics, because I mean Batman issue, whatever 100th. I mean, that's kind of intimidating, really, to try to jump into and rebooting everything or rebooting go ahead.
I've totally learned with reading Marvel comics, you just got to jump in feet first and just not know what the hell's going on, and you'll pick up stuff as you go.
Yeah, I hope Marvel doesn't reboot their stuff. I really don't, but I hope they come out. I hope they come out with the app on Android and their stuff is day and day released. I do hope that, but I still got the Spider-Man Noir series I gotta read. I still have that from when I bought it from Free Comic Book Day.
That was back in May, my friend.
I know. It's crazy. So is that it, Stuart?
Yeah, what's been going on with you?
Basically work. It'll all pay off Friday when I get paid. I'll be happy. The little bit I have left over from, you know, Uncle Sam taking his share and then the share from rent coming out. Definitely be happy when I get my little bit. But I have managed to play more Fruit Ninja for Kinect, and I love that. I think, you know, that justifies me having a Kinect right there. I mean, it's just so much fun.
Now, have you beaten my score online yet?
You said
that you've done it offline.
It says my highest score, like, for, well, what is it, arcade mode? Which mode is it? Yeah. It says my highest is, like, 400 and something.
Okay, I haven't played it in a while, so...
Yeah, you're leaps and bounds above me. I think the highest I got was, like, 280-something.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten to... I haven't beaten that score. I mean, I've gotten close to beating that score. Like I said, I think it actually did finally click. Like, you know, when I got online, I think it just took a while for it to, I guess, talk to the servers or the leaderboards or whatever. But, yeah. But I'm just having fun with that. I mean, it's just so awesome because, like football was going on, you know, Monday night, and they left, or everyone left to get more beer or something. I forgot what, but, and they were gone for like 10 minutes, and I was like, okay, time to play some Fruit Ninja. I just love that you can just, you know, play a few things, you know, a few games of Fruit Ninja, and just, you know, that's it. You can just play a few here and there. You don't have to invest tons of time, and it's just so fun, so much right. fun, and oh my god, it's a workout though. It seriously is, waving your arms like crazy.
Yeah. I just like the way that it's like one of the first Kinect titles that is really and honestly really responsive when it comes to, you know, precision, because like when you play classic mode where you have to miss those bombs and stuff like that, as it gets like to like the latter part of the stage, you really have to be precise in where you're cutting and really know, you know, not to slice here or cut here, you know, to kind of, you know, get the highest score in that mode. But I just like
and,
how
and it's a game that you can't play with a controller. I don't see a way you could play it with a controller too.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You know, it's not just a game that they put Kinect into. It's a game they built, you know, around Kinect.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, we need more games like these. I seriously, and you know, what was it? Was it $10 or 15?
I think it was. Don't remember. What was it? I don't know. I just bought it on impulse. I had the points.
Yeah, so did I. Either way, you know, that's just perfect right there. You know, $10 or $15 for a quality Kinect game. I'm curious to see how well it sells. Like, at, you know, when the Xbox Live or do NPDs cover digital stuff?
I don't know. But they're actually partnering up with another group, because they say that they want to add digital content to it, but as of right now, no. But, you know, Major Nelson always does the, you know, the digital,
yeah, top
whatever
10.
It is. Yeah top yeah. 10 or whatever. Yeah, so we'll find out whether or not it's digital.
It'll be number one. I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll be number one, but it just won't tell how many it sold or whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, this is... I love it, and, you know, I guess, you know, suck it, PlayStation Move. This isn't, you know, as far as Move versus Kinect.
I think it can work for a Move though, man. They just need to. I think you can. I mean, you can do it, but you would have to have. Well, I guess you'd have to have two
your,
of the.
You'd have to use your move like a katana or something to
right,
cut.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But you know that
I
could.
I think it can work though, but then you have to wind up spending $60 for both little snowball things or whatever.
Yeah, but you can get the move like cheap now. I think I keep seeing like deals like. I keep seeing tons of great deals for it, like the move bundles that were originally like $100. I keep seeing them for like 60 or.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, you can probably find two single controllers for what maybe. Probably what $40 for both of them.
Yeah, I think because it hasn't done well, they're just trying to places are lowering the price and trying to get it rid of it and get it because companies don't like to keep stuff on their shelves if it's not really selling well. They like to get rid of it. Yeah. You know that Henry.
Oh, working of course.
It. Yeah. But played some Call of the Dead a little bit, not much. Just trying to get ready for the new pack that came out today.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you about.
I haven't played it yet.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, I have. It looks pretty cool.
What's the difference in this one? Like what's like the I guess the new thing in this one that they're doing.
Well, it's all zombie. It's all zombies. Like right. All zombie maps, nothing else. All the ones from the World of War. There was the original one from World of War, and then there was three, one in each of the map packs, and then there's the Moon Zombie one, where, from what I saw. Actually, I did not see the trailer, but I saw like some website. They were walking through it for like a couple minutes. I guess there's a gun that like you shoot them and they like dance until they like explode or something. Something weird. I mean, it looked interesting. Which the last one that came out, the Shangri-La, there was a gun that made them. That made the zombies super tiny, and you could just right. walk up to them and just kick them like they were like footballs or whatever. Which that's pretty fun. And but there's lower gravity from what I saw. So like
yeah, when I saw you that.
Shoot a zombie, they like fly away. When you're outside, I'm guessing. I'm not sure if inside it's like. If there's artificial gravity inside or whatnot, but it looks pretty cool. I mean, I haven't been able to see too much of it because I've just been crazy busy at work. But yeah, I got the points. I'm gonna download it and I'm going to play it because I played the first World of War map, but I never played any of the others. I never got any of the other map packs for World of War.
Oh, okay.
And I've been trying so hard to try to find a hardened edition of Black Ops because the code came for the World of War maps, and those codes are like they were going on eBay for like $100 or more.
Yeah, they always do.
It was crazy. I mean,
the Reach Flaming Head, like the original one that you get with the Legendary Pack, it was going on eBay for like the same thing. It was like $75 just for a code. For just a little variant, like it's crazy. Yeah. People pay for it.
But I mean, the what's it called? The Halo like special legendary editions and stuff. Normally, you're able to find them like a year later or whatnot.
Yeah, on Amazon. Yeah, but, for like, $60.
Pretty cheap. Yeah, but I mean, I've just been looking, and I can't find anywhere for the Black Ops ones. I don't know. It's just been crazy, but I'm glad they, I kept saying, I kept saying that, if they put this out, I'll buy it, I'll buy it. Definitely. If they just put it out because it's already on, those maps were already on their server since it was a downloadable code,
So well, it's actually probably already on the disk.
Yeah.
The World of War maps.
Yeah.
I don't know. I maybe not. I think it's an actual download code. that was on their servers.
I can almost guarantee you it's on the disk, and you just need the code to unlock it.
I'm not sure if there would be that much room on the disk, you know, for.
Well, then that would mean that they would have to print separate disks for the collector's edition.
No, it was downloadable code.
Well, I know for the legendary edition of Halo, they have a separate disc, and also for Borderlands Game of the Year edition, they have a separate disc where you download it. And then some games they have code, so I mean it could be on the disc, but
from the start, from when Black Ops launched, the Hardened and the Prestiged, they were codes that you downloaded the.
Oh, okay.
You downloaded the World of War zombie maps.
Yeah.
Because I mean that's four zombie maps. That's got to be a big chunk of that. It can't be on the disc, you know. I wouldn't think it'd be on the disc. I would think it'd be a
Black Ops code. The single player does not take up that much room.
Well,
quite short.
You got the multiplayer, then you got the zombie modes that were there's two zombie maps for Black Ops, and then there was the arcade. You know, the twin stick arcade zombie shooter. So I don't know. But I'm definitely, you know, even if I don't get a chance to play it, I'm definitely gonna buy it just because I said I would. You know, if they brought it out, I can't be a hypocrite now. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. But what else? Watched or I recommend, which we'll talk about. This is like this is the second time I've watched it, and like I watched it back when it came out. It came out in 2008, and I think it was like straight to Netflix. Like it was one of the rare ones where they put it like on Netflix right when it came out. So I watched it then, and I can't remember why. I think someone recommended it to me. I can't remember, but what else have I watched? We were talking about I think it's in the bonus content. I was watching American Ninja Warrior, which I love Ninja Warrior. Before they even started doing the American, I would watch the Japanese ones where they'd have like the voiceovers for it and just it,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
It sounds weird when you see them running, when you see the American ninjas running the course, and you hear English. I'm not used to that.
I know it's like where's the guy here talking about? I'm like where is that guy at? Like just let him do the commentation.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to match what's going on. Like you would have the subtitles say what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
We just need the sound.
Yes, I really didn't like the two white guys who were doing it, but I didn't mind Allison Hayslip interviewing. I didn't mind that at all.
No, not at all.
But it was crazy. There were 10 people who 10 Americans. This is the third year, of course. 10 Americans, 9 made it past the first stage, 4 made it past the second, and it was just crazy. No one made it, so we still don't have an American Ninja Warrior. Sadly, I was really upset, and. It's just crazy because some of them, I mean, it showed that they were training at, training at their homes where they have like, they built like replicas of the courses, like so they could train on, like, yeah. And it looked like cut and paste basically. I mean, it wasn't all metal, of course, because, that stuff's crazy. But I mean, yeah. Like, they made it out of wood, like the little like. There's one part where they had to, where all they could do is like they had to climb like this wall, like go from one side to the other, and with their fingertips. All they could do was just grab onto this little thing with their fingertips.
Yeah.
They'd have to climb up and then go over.
Every time I watch them do that, I think, and you're like, I have no finger strength whatsoever.
Yeah, it's the ultimate cliffhanger, and according to them, nobody has ever passed it.
Tell you, man, it's their body weight, man.
One of the guys got close. He really did. He was at the end. He had his foot on the little platform, but he just couldn't get up there. He just couldn't.
Man. Yeah, it's different when you're actually there, man, because a lot of the, like we were talking about before, a lot of the Japanese guys train, you know, they build stuff in their backyard and train at home and everything. But when you're there, man, it's just it's a whole different ballgame, man, because the time is ticking. You got the crowd, you got people, you got your own stomach butterflies going on. Then you got the physicality of actually doing it. You can't take breaks like you can at home, you know?
Well, with the final stage, you can take breaks. I mean, in between, there's no time limit.
Oh, okay,
In between the, the final stage, there was like a bike crank, like bike pedals where you,
right,
grab onto and then there's a platform and you're able to just, you know, you can wait as long as you want. There's no time limit. You can gain strength. But a lot of them decided they were just going to try to power through it before they, you know, before their muscles started to cramp up or they started to get tired. But
yeah, but you actually have to get there first before you get the ability to rest.
Yeah, it's crazy, though. I mean, I kind of miss the Japanese ones because some of the best parts about it was the crazy people who tried doing it. Like, I remember there was a sumo wrestler who tried to do it, and you just see the big old sumo wrestler, and you're like, okay, there's no way this guy is going to do it. Or there will be people like in like crazy like cat outfits or crazy crazy
how
stuff.
How are you going to move in that, really?
Yeah, really. That's half of the Japanese show is like, you know, most of like probably, you know, about 75% of them are just goofy people just doing it just for, you know, comedic value. And then the remaining quarter are actually serious people trying to do it.
Yeah, it was at one I can't think of the guy's name, but he's Japanese. It was that one that one Japanese guy where he started off as a joke because he came there in his gas station uniform and
that dude
and, like, oh, I remember
turned,
him.
Yeah, and he turned into like a fan favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, he actually completed the course, I think, if I remember correctly. Like eventually, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He started off just like kind of just making fun of it and just kind of going through it. And like he started, you know, completing the courses and everything. And people were like, wow, this guy's crazy. So he started like bringing his little ball cap, his little hat uniform, the little gas station, little, you know, name tag.
The orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's some of the coolest stuff. And I saw like G4 tweet about it being on NBC, and I just didn't realize what time it was. And I just turned on the TV because I was going to watch some Breaking Bad, and the TV was already on there. And I was like, oh, I guess Breaking Bad's going to wait. But yeah, that's some good stuff. This show should come out before Saturday. Saturday they're having like I think it's a 10-hour marathon of the season 3 of American Ninja Warrior, like all the people trying out and then the people who made it practicing and training and whatnot. So if you guys missed it, like, you know, I missed most of it. Definitely check it out.
Could watch the Doctor Who marathon, but
Well, if you've seen Doctor Who already, like I have, but Stuart,
I've seen Doctor Who.
I would say forget the Doctor Who marathon. Have a Torchwood marathon.
Oh,
because I want to talk Torchwood eventually.
Yeah, I've asked and I've gotten permission, so I am going to do it this week.
Awesome.
It's going to be done this week.
Awesome. Hopefully soon, maybe we can put out a special episode. Maybe release it for bonus content first, and then finally, eventually release it regularly. But anyways, that's it for me. I haven't done much. Yeah, so we already talked about Mortal Kombat and the Street Fighter, which that was our only topics. I guess we can just get into I Recommend. That'll definitely take up a okay. big chunk of time.
Before we start, okay, we've been saying like, oh, there's going to be some discussion here. Okay, now that I finally watched the movie, because I had an idea.
Oh, you're not going to be able to. You're going to side with us?
Hold on. I watched it, and honestly, I can see a couple arguments coming from this. I don't know which one's going to happen. Maybe all of them.
Okay.
Because it can go all types of ways. It can go political. It can go
religious.
It can go
scientific.
Scientific. Yep. Fuck. And those are all separate arguments.
Yeah. it's a brilliant movie, but it's Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. It's a Ben Stein hosted documentary, basically where he's exploring how people who are, you know, pro intelligent design are basically getting expelled from the scientific world just by mentioning it. Like they won't even be supporting it. They'll just briefly like mention it and they'll get like fired and, you know, even blacklisted. Some lady got blacklisted.
That's not why she was fired. She was fired for other reasons. It was just,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Whatever. But,
yeah. I think the biggest thing that surprised me about this movie, man, was I was totally ignorant coming in. I had never saw the movie before or nothing like that. But the biggest thing that surprised me is I thought that, you know, in the science world and, you know, give or to whatever it may be from, you know, cellular structures to cellular study, anthropology, all this stuff and everything. I thought that they were always open to questioning and open to new ideas and everything because that's what science is. I mean, science is a study of everything, you know.
That's what they want you to believe.
Right. But it was almost like they were, you know, like Darwinism was like the gospel truth to them. Like it was almost like they had their religion within science, which is so weird. Like that flabbergasted me. I had a total misconception of scientists and the way they do things and their culture and stuff like that. I had no idea.
Yeah. Stuart, I'm going to actually say, give us your thoughts first. Since you're the one who seems to always be quiet, we're going to let you have the, you know, the virtual floor.
On which one?
Wherever you want to go, whatever you want to, you know. But like I said, the virtual floor is yours.
I think that the whole, you know, that's what they want you to believe. You know, that's, you know, science is open to all ideas. And apparently, according to this documentary, that's not true. Almost kind of angered me a bit. Because, you know,
what do you believe in, real quick? Which one do you believe in? Darwinism or intelligent design? Or do you want to
honestly?
Just not say? Or do you want to not say?
I don't know. I'm on the fence on both. Because here's why. I think.
The
way you know, we came into being, you know, happy. It was a happy accident. whether that was a planned accident by some benevolent being or some other civilization, I don't know. But honestly, I don't really know. I can be swayed either way. Except if you're talking about crystals. No, we did not come
from that. Oh, that part was funny, but I just think about that little cartoon where they were like, you know, the old man, they were like, do you want to play? Well, what do I win? A single cell organism.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he hits the slot machine and he's like, oh, I won. And he's like, you have to do that 250 times in the right order. And all. And yeah, he's like, there's no way to do that.
Well, okay, if you think about it, you know, like there are trillions on trillions on trillions of planets out there. It's going to happen once, at least once. This could have been that planet.
Yeah, but see, I think the underlining argument was the fact that you know, in science is supposed to be open to all ideas, and the biggest thing is freedom. Well, freedom of speech, freedom of input, and everything else. And these scientists that, you know, were colleagues of these people, these great people of stature, these great guys who had all this knowledge and everything, like, they were just putting into context, saying that, you know, like, even a bunch of them were saying, like, this is not any religious belief. This is not, you know, the come to Jesus moment. This is not anything of faith. All I'm saying is that are we to just completely, you know, get rid of the fact that this world, this, you know, the cellular structure of the organism, could it have been made by some type of intelligent design? And they're like, no,
what they did is they stuck their fingers in their ears, go, you're wrong, la la la, you're wrong, la 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 la.
No, they just go, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of our scientific world, or at least in America, because he did talk to the guy in Poland, was
right.
it?
And, right.
You know, they were like, he was basically like, so, you know, Poland, that science in Poland is actually more free than, you know, free thinking than, you know, in the U.S. And they were like, yeah, in this case, yes. So I thought that was kind of interesting, that it's not science everywhere. It's just particularly science in, like, the United States and, I guess, maybe other parts of the world.
Yeah. And see, it's so funny, you know, when what's the guy?
Ben Stein?
Yeah, Ben Stein. When he was talking about the one dude about the crystals and everything, and the guy was just trying to, he's like, we're talking about the creation of life, of organisms as we know it, and he explained it with such a phallic argument as crystals, and he's like going over again saying that I already told you how it was created. You know, the crystals mutated, and that's it. You know, it's just a random occurrence and all this and everything. And I guess the bigger thing that
me here's my counter argument. Nope, we came from chocolate fudge. No.
Right.
Well, they would accept that. They would accept that because,
right.
You know,
that just pisses me out, man, that these people, I mean, that these people professing themselves to be wise, they sound like fools because of the fact that you accept this completely, I don't know, you know, and I mean, I have my beliefs, but I also have, you know, I'm pretty liberal, you know, when it comes to, you know, just like one of the guys said, he said, you know, why can't these things both exist in the same, you know, world, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, we know what science does. Science creates, science moves forward. Science causes us to question. Science causes us to gain more knowledge, which is all good. But the underlying factor is that all this stuff came from somewhere. And that was the thing that that he was posing the question to this guy, and like it just completely flabbergasted me to see a scientist like of note to just sit there and say like, you know, well, just believe what I told you and let's move on. You know what I'm saying? Like that tripped me out.
Yeah, and I also thought it was interesting where they were saying how like that, you know, the first cell or whatever was composed of these certain gases or whatever, and how that happened. You know, maybe it was lightning or something, and he was all like, or something,
or something.
Yeah,
that's not scientific. Yeah. And then they go and show the guy who, like, you know, I guess he had a chamber or whatever, and he put those gases and then shot, you know, electricity through it, and nothing happened.
Yeah, and they said that they have been trying to create life for years, and if it can be done, you know, just like one scientist said, one of the guys that got blacklisted, he said to create life, the mathematical equation is almost near to zero, because it's a trillion 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 time, you know, like, I mean, it's virtually by man's calculative standards, it's virtually impossible. Like, he's saying, why can't we just have the answer or like the question of, could this have been done by some type of intelligent design? Not, and he wasn't presenting it as, okay, this is God and he created this and everything. No, he said just some type of intelligent design had to create this. And I like the way that he started kind of explaining himself and about the human DNA and how Darwinism falls flat when you talk about the human DNA, because of course natural selection doesn't leave any room for human DNA, which constantly grows and changes and mutates. And DNA, we all know, because of birth defects, because of things that are, you know, just genetically within us, our DNA encompasses, you know, our father's defects, and also the perfections of the DNA too. Well, you know, Darwin's law says that everything is natural selection and it gets rid of all the bad. Well, if that was the case, we'd have six
fingers on our hands.
We would have, you know, pretty much a perfect race right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he wasn't just bringing this God complex into the science world. He was saying that this is what I have researched. This is what we have found to be true. Let's take it further and let's research intelligent design. And it's like, no, you're fired. Get out of here. You're never going to work in this town again.
Stick your fingers in your ears and go, la, la, you're wrong, la, la, la.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting how they were saying, you know, Darwin, he was questioning the way the science, you know, science was, and what was, you know, what was the normal thinking, basically,
right,
what all these people were doing. But, you know, and now they're all, you know, most of the scientific world is accepting what Darwin, you know, proposed, and now people are trying to, you know, act the same way as Darwin, you know, questioning and you know, bringing in new ideas, and they're just being shunned, you know, outcasted. It's just, you know, kind of crazy, really and truly.
Yeah, and I mean, I mean, well, you guys know what side of the fence I'm on. I mean, you know, I'm a man of faith, so I already believe, you know, I believe and I know, you know, where I am in my belief as far as the creation and everything. You know, like I was talking to a guy actually about this movie, because he asked me about the podcast. I was talking to a guy about this movie, and he doesn't believe in God, and, you know, so on and so forth. And I said, man, you know, I said, you know, if you can take a roll of quarters and put them in your hand, and, you know, say for instance, you take 20, 25 of them, take a roll of quarters, put them in your hand, and toss them up in the air. I said, if you can get five of those quarters to line up in a straight line for me, then I will believe exactly what you tell me to believe. But because they don't, because, you know, randomization doesn't bring forth perfection. Like, the human body, the human cell is near perfect. I mean, something had to create that. Like, whether it was God, whether it was whatever, it was created by some type of intelligent design. Like, all intelligent design is just begging the question and saying that something intelligent, life, be it whatever it was, God, whatever you believe, created the cellular structure which we have today, which is humankind, you know, Homo sapien to animals and everything else. And, you know, that's where I stand on it.
No, I'm right there with you. I'm right there because, I mean, you know, of course I'm religious, but I mean, it's stuff like this documentary that makes you think. I mean, there's just so many factors to how, you know, like the single cell organism it's created. Just that alone, not to mention, you know, like, you know.
So incredibly complex.
Yeah, just a single cell organism. Just, you know, and I mean, just it's amazing. But I just don't see, you know, it coming from, you know, primordial ooze or whatever. I mean, or just randomly just happening. I mean, I just don't see how something so complicated can just randomly happen. I honestly don't understand. I just don't think that's possible. I think, you know, we had to have been created by something. You know, I'm religious. I believe, you know, we were created by God. That's my belief. You know, it may not be your beliefs, listeners. I'm not trying to. We're not trying to push our beliefs on you. Don't get us. You know, don't get us wrong. We're not trying. We're just stating what we think. And yeah.
No, because I'm not religious. So that's we're definitely not trying to.
And you're on the fence. And you're on the fence about it too.
Yeah, but so you know that's, you know,
intelligence. That's interesting.
Like, what I don't think they really stressed as much as they should have in the movie. Intelligent design does not mean God. Intelligent design could mean aliens.
Well, they even said that.
I think they should have said it a couple more times.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I'd also kind of have a problem if we were some aliens, like, science fair project or something.
No, yeah. Like, I kind of, like, oh, yeah, I just, you know, I kind of went away for the weekend. What the fuck happened to me?
No, it's like Men in Black. We're all in someone's. We're all in an alien's little locker at an airport or something.
A marble.
That's what it is.
But you know the thing that trips me out the most though, is that a lot of the scientists that were opposed to intelligent design that were you know really 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 adamant about, you know. About it being science and, you know, keep it that way. And we live by Darwin's law and everything, like, and they talked about religious people and the right wing and the conservative non-libertarian people and all these type of things as far as different religions and everything. But they don't understand that by them professing and by them holding true to Darwinism and not wanting to let go of it, like, they're almost preaching a religion, you know, within science itself.
Yes.
And that's what really truly flabbergasted me, because, like, you're almost preaching to be opposed to this, but you've become what you undoubtedly don't generally agree with. You know what I'm saying?
And they're also completely ruling out, you know, other intelligent life. Like, yeah. You know, they're just ruling that out completely. And that's huge. I mean, considering science, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, I also thought it was interesting that neurosurgeon who was talking about how you don't need to, you know, study evolution or any of that to become a doctor. I kind of agree with that. I mean, you don't really need to know all that. You just need to know how the body works and how to fix it.
Yeah.
Basically,
you don't need to know where it came from. Just that it is.
I mean, I'd rather my doctor, you know, spend more time on knowing the body parts and how to fix the and, you know, and how to repair broken ones or whatnot than to spend a big chunk of time learning about Darwinism and evolution and all that. I'd rather him, you know, learn the important stuff than evolution and all that.
Doc, I'm not having a heart attack.
Not important.
Well, the heart was created, exactly.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that's not important stuff, but I'm saying as far as the doctor goes, I think that's not important for a doctor.
Yeah.
But, wow, this kind of sounds like a topic that would be on the Who Am I podcast.
I know, right? Yeah, I mean, but it was actually cool watching the movie. I mean, it's a very good documentary. It's a very good film. I would recommend it honestly to anybody. You know, whether you're of the faith, or you're not of the faith, you're a scientist or whatever. I personally, I don't know your mom, but you know,
she is a creationist.
Well,
she
I mean,
quite upset about this.
I mean, I believe in creation. I believe in intelligent design. I believe in God, and I still got a lot out of it.
I once brought up some mute kind of comment about evolution. Oh my God!
Not in my house.
I was gonna have to walk home because we were in the car.
Oh wow!
And then this was like a month ago.
Oh wow.
That's crazy, but yeah. I also thought it was just hilarious how, like, all the scientists, you know, who believed in, you know, evolution and Darwinism, whenever they were posed, like, certain questions, they were always, like they had trouble talking, and they couldn't answer, or they got so upset.
Yeah, it was the way it is
because I say it is.
Right.
That's what their argument was. That's what most of them were.
And see, this takes me back. Like, well, it doesn't take me back because I didn't exist in this time. But I remember reading about Galileo, and he was one of the first scientific people to question scientists back then about whether the Earth was flat or not. You know, when he saw the ships.
Was persecuted and all.
Yeah,
that.
And he was you know, eventually, you know they wanted to kill him for it. Because he said he found out the very simplest way is when the ships would come in the shipyard, you would see the top of the sail of the ship first, then the rest of the ship. So the Earth had to have some type of rotation to it. And they wanted to kill him for it. And this is kind of like a repeat of that. But of course now we've gotten so-called more sophisticated. So we'll take you to court. Like, one scientist, he was laughing. He was saying, like, you're gonna take somebody to court because they question science? Like, that's what science is. It's the theory of questioning everything.
If you're happy with, you know, not looking any farther, science doesn't exist for you then.
Exactly.
But it tripped me out. I mean, because these guys, they have all these degrees, they have all these scholarly, you know, notches up under their belt, and like Poetic said, like when they're asked these very simple questions, like they got angry and they were, they had, you know, trouble, you know, formulating words and answers and everything. It just tripped me out to see these.
Who wrote that book that sold like a million copies and. All that. I mean, he was just having trouble, like, talking, and he was just getting so frustrated, and it was just funny watching. I was just laughing. But I guess also, you know, we did learn that Charles Darwin is responsible for Hitler. I'm kidding, of course. I mean, to an extent, but it that was an interesting part.
Apparently some people believe that.
Yeah.
Well, Hitler did use his theory, he did use his theory just in a radical, you know, radical way.
Yeah.
I never really thought about it till, you know, that I never thought about it that way till this, you know, this movie.
Yeah.
I never would have thought.
Basically, Yeah, basically he was trying to make a super race by virtue of, you know, Darwin's theory, natural selection, you know.
What was kind of an eye-opener to me was apparently Americans were talking about the same stuff Hitler did, just Hitler did it. And all Americans did was talk about it.
Yeah. But the biggest thing, man, that I got out of the movie, just like Ben Stein said in the beginning, is just freedom. Like, I mean, we're a country built on freedom. I'm personally a big advocate of freedom because my whole religion, my whole faith is based on, you know, your freedom in what you do for God and what you do for your fellow man and, you know, all this stuff and everything. And to bridle the tongue of these intelligent scientists that were called idiots because they questioned, you know, the powers that be is just hypocrisy at its finest inside of an intelligent world. Like I never thought I'd ever see that.
Yeah, and I just think it's ridiculous that these people, like, you know, not only just talking about it but just mentioning it are just losing their jobs, getting blacklisted, losing their tenure.
Even reporters that wouldn't, you know, side with one side or the other, you know, they were even, you know, cast out. So
yeah, it wasn't just to the scientific community; it was to everybody.
Yeah, so I mean that's just crazy. I mean, it's a good thing I don't want to be a scientist because I wouldn't last long. but I mean,
they would label us radical fools, and we're already idiots anyway. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Here's basically how I live my life. You know, if you don't like what I do, get over it. You don't have to listen to me.
Yep, it's your choice.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy the fact that they're limiting science, basically. That's what it all comes down to, is they're putting a limit on what you can, you know, what science can be. Which is just not science at all.
Well, I mean, it's not limiting science, it's limiting your apparent credibility within the scientific community. You can, like, these people can still go off and do whatever they want to.
Well, yeah, they can go to Poland,
Fat chance they're going to get published in American
science. No grants, no publication, no money, no research fund, no cookie for you, sir.
No.
Because you didn't play nice with the scholars.
Yeah, so once again, unless we got any other topics, I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else. We basically discussed all of it, I think. But once again,
It's a good movie. Yeah. Please go see it.
It really was, yes.
It's on Netflix. Watch it.
Expelled, no intelligence allowed. Like he said, it's on Netflix. Ben Stein, he's on the cover. And I did like the fact that he said, I wouldn't bet Ben Stein's money on that.
Yeah.
I was like, awesome reference to his game show, which I used to watch that game show, actually.
So it was
pretty interesting.
Yeah,
That was my pick. I've actually been wanting to talk about that for a while. I just had other things ahead of that. So I'm glad everyone enjoyed it. I guess it's your turn next week, Stuart.
Okay. Next week for mine is going to be The Shadow. We talked about it a bit last episode, and I found out that William had never seen it, so that's why I'm putting it in this week's I recommend. It's got Alec Baldwin in it.
Ooh, it has Tim Curry. I love Tim Curry.
Huh. Shadow.
Again, so you haven't seen it, Henry?
I think I've seen this before. I can't remember exactly. I think I have seen this before.
Dang it.
Like, it's kind of a strange superhero-esque type of movie. you know, Alec Baldwin is the shadow, and he can fade into the shadows. So he kind of he's kind of like a Batman type person where he just induces fear. If I remember this correctly, because it's been a while.
So I kind of want to watch it again. Yeah. Okay. The Shadow on Instant Watch.
The Shadow.
Next week. Superhero related, so that's good. That's geeky. We had science, you know, this week. Superhero next week. No geek question of the week, right, Stuart?
Right, but I can give out the next week's geek question of the week.
Alrighty, do it.
If Google Documents will load so I can see my list. Because I decided I'm going to make a list. Instead of having to come up with them on the spot, I'm just going to come up with a bunch of them ahead of time and create a list. Okay, it's not working for me. Top of my head. Hold on. Maybe.
Well, trying to do that. Okay, go ahead.
Got it. Okay. When is it too late to give out a release date for a video game that's supposed to be released later this year? Or later that year, say. There's a couple games that
December 30th.
I know, right?
There's a couple games that are supposed to come out this year that the release date hasn't been announced yet.
The Old Republic.
I'm wondering, that's one of them. And I'm wondering, when is it too late?
What's the other one?
Like Diablo.
Diablo is supposed to come out this year?
It's Christmas. It's supposed to come out this holiday.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What Blizzard's still saying.
Oh, I thought we wouldn't see Diablo till like, I don't know, 2015.
No, it still says Christmas.
I'll be happy then if it does come out, because I've been waiting for Diablo 3 since Diablo 2. Like most people.
With the Old Republic.
Yeah, you know, okay.
They have, you know...
Seems like an interesting orders. Question. So remember, guys, tweet us, email, Facebook, I don't know, voicemail, whatever. Go ahead.
I was gonna say with the Old Republic, make sure you have if you're gonna want to play it on day one, make sure you have it pre-ordered, because there's a limited amount that they're gonna release on launch day. Like they've actually said, you know, it's going to be a limited release. All right. So now that we kicked William out,
if he's out, I can start giving my shout outs.
Now he's back.
I'm back. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And are you still recording, Stuart?
Should be, yes.
Okay, and if you, I have, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 codes for Steam games, so I will give those to, I guess, the first 5 people who send us feedback, like regular feedback, voicemails, answering the questions, whatever. So get on that. We're giving you free stuff for... just, you know, participating. But speaking of feedback, Stuart, voicemails. We have 4 of them.
We got voicemails.
4 of them.
4, yes.
Wow.
And they're not all Fadios or Anthony Alex.
Play away.
Just over half of them. But, okay, here's Anthony Alex.
Hey there, geeks. This is Anthony Alex with my 5th call to the voicemail line, continuing my voicemail dominance. Congratulations to Fadios for getting 1 voicemail call in. Everybody really needs to go and check out his website, fadiosgames.net. That's really good. Him game nights and stuff together for all the communities, and everybody's really excited about that. So definitely go to Fadios' website, gameponage.biz. So appreciate y'all playing both my other voicemails, and I would like to throw down the gauntlet for anybody else. I know right now Fadios just the one call. I mean, it's tough for anybody that lives in California to be able to dial all those numbers consecutively. But anyway, good try, Fadios, and throw the gauntlet down as far as voicemail dominance. Number 5, ha. So, man. Great job, guys. Peace.
Wow!
I like how the game night doc videogamenights.com name.
Oh yeah,
switching. It just wasn't the same twice.
For everybody who wants to know about the community site that Fadios is making, it is videogamenights.com. It's also the same on Twitter too.
Fadios Games dot what was it? FadiosGames.net. He said,
"Yeah,
like, not whatever
games ponage whatever." Okay, and here's Fadios as a response to that, basically.
Okay, next one.
Hey guys, Fadios. Just wanted to call and try to clear a few things up.
Get him knocked out.
I actually can call you from any state in the United States. I can even call you from international calls because I have just like these incredible abilities. So I don't know why you're doubting that. but in all reality, I never said I made the calls. I said taking credit for them, which is totally different. It's like lost and found when someone does it claims the money after so many days, then whoever found it can claim it, and I was the first person to claim the call. I'm also claiming that wrong number call, so that would put me at 4 as this would be number 5. But, no, I'm not going to clutter your voicemail with some desire of trying to have some competition between me and Anthony Alex. I'm just going to call and I have something to say. Honestly, I got a couple things. A couple weeks ago, the last show Knox was on, I believe the exact phrase he used was, he got sucked in by the devil. I think that should be cut, and that should be replayed on a regular basis. Obviously, he was talking about the movie The Devil, and he got sucked into it story-wise. But, that was a good line. The other line I liked was when Stewart got mixed up a couple different movies. Hancock, another one. And his defense was, well, it had cock in it. As if that makes it a 100% acceptable mix-up. I don't know. Anyways, I'm not judging. I was heavily abused by that. I also want to wish Anthony Ox a happy birthday, even though you're not going to be playing this the day I call. The day I call is his birthday, and I'm sure he's not only anxiously waiting to download your show, but curious how many times I'm going to call. But no, like I said, I'm only going to call if I got something to say. I'm not going to try to clutter up your lines. But I do invite everyone else out there listening to start calling because, you can be part of the show. And somebody talk about you, and then they make fun of you, all that. But anyways, you guys are doing a great job still. I enjoy listening every week, and even sometimes twice a week when you have both shows running. And don't forget, videogamenights.com is going to be running live game nights.
And then he hit the edge of how long you can record. So he called again to finish that statement.
Oh, okay.
All right, if I didn't know any better, I would swear you guys cut me off on purpose. I know it's a question timer. Anyways, Saturday, a key had one voicemail. And I have no intention of calling more than once. I'm going to make this short. But I was in the middle of my plug, so I got to follow through that. VideoGameNights.com is going to be running live game nights starting this Friday, the 26th. But yeah, we have, so far we have 5 communities. And oh, just to clear something up, I almost said gamer husband. And I said, you know, I was thinking about it and I hadn't talked to them, in full yet. So then I ended up saying gamers gone raw instead of geeks gone raw. So apologies to geeks gone raw for saying their name wrong, while I was on my lunch break, half thinking about my food. And I made a mistake. But I'm sure Scarfingers and the guys are going to get over it. But yes, it is Geeks Gone Raw. And Tag and the entire Open Forum Network, which is like 50,000 podcasts, and all their members are all involved. And, like I said, Gamer Husbands are going to be putting the game nights up. And Married Gamers also will have game nights up starting this Friday. So. Check out the site at VideoGameNights.com. It's a place where you can play game nights with multiple communities, new people, and not ever be called anything that you don't want to be called. Now, one little disclaimer, though. If you play with Scarfinger, you're going to get called that. But that's more in love than just being, you know, the normal D-bags from online. So anyways, you guys don't have to play this entire thing because there's two of them. So you can edit them, but you guys already know it's your show. But happy birthday again to Anthony, Alex, and you guys keep the good work. This is Fadios with call number 6 signing out. Later.
Wow.
What does he mean by
what,
streaming
Stuart?
Live games?
Were you going to say something?
I am talking about something. What does he mean? Like, are they going to like you streaming them or Justin TV? What? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Poetic can't hear me. Nope, because he's gone. So, I'm just going to go ahead and play.
Let's play the next one. All right.
Yeah. Hello, this is Bubba, aka Angry Paw Bubba. A.K.A. Bubba Dirty Money. A lot of people have asked me if I've been hiding. The answer to that question is yes. From what, you may ask? I don't know, but I was scared of it. So I have decided to come out of hiding here on the voicemail of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I understand that a lot has happened since I've been around the OFR world. We've added like 60 spinoff podcasts, and that's cool. Like Chicago Field Hockey and Synchronized Swimming, etc. Also, Fadios has a website, I think. What is it? FadiosKnights.edu? I haven't been yet, but it sounds interesting. About my own spinoff of Amp. I'm the really irritated next-day delivery guy. Anyways, say all that to say this. I'm really looking forward to recording the next edition of the Angry Mailman podcast and listening to all the other really awesome podcasts that the OFR has to offer. Also, Fadios' website, www.soykiaf.com.
VideosBackwards.com. Oh,
package that up and make a commercial right now.
What did you say? The really mad next day delivery guy?
Yeah. Oh man!
Yeah, we definitely got to get both of them on the show. I mean, we wanted to before, and Anthony Alex said that they both need to come on, and I definitely agree.
Yeah, it's got to happen. It's got to happen.
But so yeah, that was the fourth one, and I don't know, Stuart. I don't think we should give Fadios. I don't think we should let him claim those. You?
I have it under iTunes as, you know, Fadios, Fadios 2, and Fadios 3. So you are getting credit for both those two voicemails. even though there were just one message, but still.
Yes, yeah, so you're at 3, not 6. So, but yeah, and I don't see how he can claim a wrong number. It was a wrong number. How are you going to claim that you called us when it was a wrong number? So you didn't mean to call us, but you're going to. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand that. But yeah, definitely good stuff. Already, I think I gave Anthony Alex, I gave him some codes because, you know, he's just been awesome and has been doing the voicemails. And our, you know, if you want to leave us a voicemail, it is, our number is, wait, our number, yeah, I accidentally exited out. It's, I think it's 1347 geek FTW or 1347-433-5389. You can, if you have our Android or iPhone app, you can just call that number, you know, you can just call it with just the press of a button on the app, and the app is in the iPhone under the Apple App Store under podcast box, or just search Geeks FTW in the podcast box, which is a free app. It'll pop up and you can get our app, which is $1.99, or on Android or Amazon App Store if you do Amazon App Store. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. It's all, you know, just Geeks FTW or the Geeks FTW. Any one of those will work. Email thegeeksftw@gmail.com. And of course,
oh, hold on. Did you see the spam that we got today? I've got to talk about this one.
Oh, about the ex-girlfriend thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, I almost fell out of my chair when I read that.
That was pretty funny. If I had it in front of me, I'd read some of it. Or do you have it?
It's my phone's across the room.
Oh.
But like basically what it was like, you know, I don't know if it was fake or just a wrong email.
Oh, it was definitely fake. It was definitely a spam. I can guarantee you that.
Because what it was.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Okay, read it, please.
Okay. It's from John R. And he sent it to a lot of other people. He sent it to like tons and tons. Like it looks like maybe 100 people. Easily, so yeah, it's definitely spam. It goes, "You really got the guts to break up with me over email, bitch!" ! Tell you what, I just made a nice compilation of your /our best scenes and put it for download on random link, whatever. Which is probably, you know, just going to...
Don't click it.
Yeah, don't click it. I'm not clicking it. Don't worry. But, oh, and by the way, this email just went out to your parents. I bet they didn't know you're into dirty stuff like this. Cheers. Wow. Your ex-BF.
I died laughing when I read that.
I did too.
That's the smartest spam bot I've ever experienced before.
And it's not that smart because it's like from and then to, like, and you can see all the other addresses it went to.
Yeah.
It should have been,
yeah,
you know, CC and whatever, the private one or whatever it is. But yeah, and it was sent to thegeeksftw@gmail.com along with a bunch of other weird looking sites. But anyways, yeah, so I don't know if that's a listener or not, but I definitely am not clicking that link. But that really, you know, that made me laugh during my lunch break, I gotta say. And, you know, so email us, thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We don't suggest emailing us breakup messages, but... You know, anything else pretty much that's not spam. And iTunes reviews, of course. That would really help us out. It gets us higher up on the podcast charts, I guess. Listings, whatever. So help us out, guys. It only takes like a minute to two tops. And I guess that's it. Shout outs. Henry, shout outs.
Yeah, man, just shout-outs, man, to, once again, the entire Open Forum Radio community. Shout-out to everybody out there. Shout-out to everybody who sent us well wishes on Facebook, on Twitter, through email, through voice, through everything, man, for our anniversary. My wife, she is really, really enjoying the whole podcast and thing. She's excited about it. She helps me out a whole lot with the website and everything, and I thank just everybody, man. I thank everybody for continuing to support the Geeks FGW. Indifference gave us a shout on his show. I usually call in to his voicemail line and leave voicemails on his show. Shout out to Game Enthuse Podcast. Shout out to everybody I've been playing with. I've been getting back into fighting games. So if you have Street Fighter 4 or Tekken or any other like fighting game, I probably more than likely have it. So just hit me up, man.
Okay. Now, Street Fighter 4 or Super Street Fighter 4?
Oh, yeah, Super Street Fighter 4. I got AE edition, so.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to play some. Maybe we can talk to Fadios and start up a game night.
Yeah, and Zabari and Ace, they probably want to hop in too, so that'd be cool.
Yeah. Fadios said he was going to email us to talk to us about that whole thing, but he never did, so I'm just putting him on the spot now.
He's busy, man. He's big time, man. He got his own website and everything, you know.
And what's that website again, Stuart?
I can't think of anything smart right now.
Oh, fail. Fail.
Really fail. Fadiosisbutt.com.
See, you could have said that, and it would have been funny.
Because I just now came up with it.
Yeah. But anyways, your turn, Stuart.
I would like to shout out. I really should write these down. I always want to shout out people, but then just forget to. I'd like to shout out these people that I just now saw that have left reviews for us on iTunes. Like, since the last time I checked. David Ryan, who says, "This brings back memories of lunch during school. Just a bunch of geeks chilling in the cafeteria. Listen live if you can. Don't do the live show anymore. It's a great time."
Not live show, not for the time being.
Right.
Yeah. Eventually.
What's another one? Game Enthuse. It's a great show. These guys, well informed, they keep the show moving with intelligent conversation and varied topics. A must for any podcast listener. Damn straight.
As you dropped the ball, what, 30 seconds ago? Intelligence?
Yeah, I just gotta give me a little bit more warning. See, like, you give me like a couple more seconds, I could have came up with something. But right there, that second, got nothing.
It's okay, Stuart. I have the same problem. My brain moves faster than my mouth.
Totally. that explains all the stuttering. That's exactly why I stutter.
Exactly. That's why we won the word, Smith. The word.
Exactly.
Which we're going for year two.
Fingers crossed. But
anyone else?
That's all I got.
I really don't have anyone. I haven't really been gaming with anybody. Like I said, just little Fruit Ninja. I guess shout-outs to Ace Black, because he stole Henry's shout-outs to the world little thing.
I know.
I've noticed that.
On the last episode.
He hijacked me.
The last couple episodes he's been saying that, so.
So I think he owes you some royalty rights, I think, Henry.
Yeah.
I think he owes you like 50 cents now, maybe 75.
Yeah, man. I need them, man. I got a baby on the way and everything, man. That's like half a diaper. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's not even half a diaper. It's like 3/4 of a diaper.
I was at Walmart the other day. There are Huggies jeans.
Oh yeah, they are ridiculous.
That's really. I guess dumb.
Yeah, kids are a joy. Take your time.
I will. No rush for me. Anyways, my nephews are going to be enough for me for a while. But anyways, I guess that's it. I don't think any real new iTunes. I guess, you know, shout outs to Anthony, Alex, Bubba, and Fadios for voicemails. I'm curious on what we'll get next week. I'm curious and scared at the same. Yeah, I'm curious and scared at the same time.
Yeah.
But alrighty, I guess, you know, this has been episode 56 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
VideoGameNights.com.